Today, Pope John Paul II elevated 31 new Roman Catholic cardinals, further putting his stamp on the elite group of men who will one day choose his successor. Today's event brings to a close a week of taxing celebrations for the Pope's Silver Jubilee, during which John Paul's deteriorating health has been on public display. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Lectio Epistolae Prime Beati Petri Apostoli.
The steps leading to St. Peter's Basilica were carpeted with flowers. The scene was a colorful patchwork quilt of bishops in purple and cardinals in scarlet red. The color symbolizes the blood they're willing to shed for the Catholic faith. This was the ninth time in 25 years that John Paul has appointed cardinals. All but five of the 135 voting age electors have been chosen by him. Under John Paul, the College of Cardinals has been globalized. Its members represent 59 countries. The latest group includes cardinals from Sudan, Ghana, India, and Vietnam. The international flavor was apparent in the diversity of the crowd. A delegation from Ghana cheered their new cardinal, Peter Kodwo Appiah Turkson, by draping brightly patterned African cloth over police barricades. A group of Venetian gondoliers wearing straw hats came to celebrate the elevation of the Patriarch of Venice, Angelo Scola. And a band of bagpipers came in kilts for Scottish Archbishop Keith O'Brien. John Paul was visibly moved by the event, but for the second time this week he was unable to read his homily, which he entrusted to aides. Even the few prayers John Paul did utter in Latin were mumbled, a sign of the toll Parkinson's disease is taking on his speech. But the new cardinals got their cue and answered in unison, intoning the Credo, the profession of faith and obedience and loyalty to the Pope and his successors.
Credo in Spiritum Sancto. Santa Ecclesia Cattolica.
Today's consistory took place about 5 months earlier than expected, fueling speculation that John Paul wanted to influence even further the selection of his successor. But John Allen, Vatican correspondent of the National Catholic Reporter, does not think the new appointments have significantly altered the list of papabili, favorites to become the next pope.
You have strong conservatives such as George Pell in Australia or Justin Regali in Philadelphia, but you also have some fairly progressive-minded men such as Keith O'Brien from Scotland and Stephen Hamau, a Japanese cardinal who's here in Rome working in the Vatican. And so in the end, I think it is not a consistory that dramatically changes the political landscape leading into the election of the next pope.
In the last few decades, Catholicism's center of gravity has shifted away from Europe. 68% of the world's Catholics live in Latin America, Africa, and Asia. But Europeans form the largest bloc of cardinals, nearly 50%, although growing secularization has left European churches nearly empty. Church historian Alberto Meloni says the cardinals will have to reconcile the demands of both the developed and developing worlds.
Namely, how to merge different sensibilities and different agendas under a common perception of some crucial issues makes of the Catholic Church not simply a federation of different problems, but a real community and communion.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.